Good afternoon, you're through to Leah at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Good afternoon, Leah. It's Mr. McRobb here. Can I give you a reference number?
Yeah, of course you can.
It's 100887.
Perfect. I've got you up here. What can I do for you?
You know, I was on Friday, I got a phone call. It was a phone call, and then somebody was meant to phone me back to take a statement, but nobody's ever got in touch with me.
Give me one second. Okay, no problem. I'm just going to do the data protection call recording so I can pass you over. So the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And can you clarify for me your date of birth and your postcode?
3012-1957, and it's EH112HL.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. McRobb. I just wanted to clarify really quick, Glasclune, was that the only care institution that you were in?
Well, I was in, within the time I was at Glasclune, I was in a children's psychiatric hospital as well.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, was that around 62 to 75?
That was the time I was in Glasclune, but when I was in Glasclune, I was also staying in the psychiatric hospital about 1968, 69 or something.
Yeah, okay, no
problem.
I was there
for about 6 months.
Okay, no problem. If
and
you
I
just
went
bear
back
with
to Glasclune.
Me. Yeah, if you just bear with me, I'm going to go and speak to the colleague who was meant to ring you and see where they're at, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll be 2 seconds. Hi, Mr. McRobb.
Hello.
I've just spoken to my colleague there. He is busy at the moment. Unfortunately, we were too busy on Friday to give you a call back. Nobody from the team was available, so I do apologise for that.
That's okay.
But I'm more than happy to book you in for your witness statement while we're on the phone, if you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you free tomorrow, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a witness statement. So are you aware of what that entails?
No, just... Give me some sort of idea so I can remember dates and that.
I'll give you a quick heads up just so you're aware. So we have actually got your care records, we've got your hospital records and your GP records. So it's going to be a situation, it can take about an hour. So it will be quite a long phone call with my colleague, James. He's going to go through the records that we have and he's going to ask you, it's basically like a questionnaire. He's going to ask you some questions, note down your responses, and then once that call is done, he'll type up a full witness statement which gets sent to you. You sign off on it if you're happy with it, and then it gets sent to redress. And by the time it gets sent to redress, at the minute we've been getting about 8 to 12 weeks before a payout. So it's pretty quick for redress. So that's what it entails, and it is going to be talking about your time in care and anything that you went through, so it is going to be tough, but you're more than welcome to take a break or pause the call there and do it another day.
I'll be okay. Yeah.
Have you got anyone that you would wish to be there with you for support?
No.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'll book you in for 1 o'clock tomorrow. My colleague James, or Jay, whichever he goes by, he'll be the one to ring you and go through the witness statement with you.
Okay.
It'll be Hopefully he will ring you at one, but it can sometimes be within a half an hour range, just so you're aware. But I'll let him know that that's all booked in, okay?
Right.
Okay, is that all right with you?
Okay, Leah, thank you very much indeed for your help.
No problem at all. You take care now, and we'll get someone to speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.